your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. I'm so excited for today's reading. This was on my reading list this week. It's Romans chapter 5. I love it. I really recommend to all of our listeners, get yourself to a quiet place and open up Romans chapter 5. But for the next minute or so, open up your hearts and your minds and your ears and listen to Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. It's just sweet, sweet fruit for us. Here it is. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends with God. Folks, that's Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Read the whole chapter and read it again. It's so good. On this show, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on this show. We share the Word and we pray that God will open your hearts to receive the Word today in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to let you know we have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes and we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please let us know if you have any prayer requests, as we would love to pray for you no matter what you're going through. And again, we appreciate you joining us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with today's guests. You don't want to miss this. Please stay with us. And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle. And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Back with us on the program, I'm so excited, John Quisenberry. John, it's awesome to have you back on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks, Jeff. It's great to be here.
Hey, some of our listeners don't know about the Charlottesville House of Prayer. Let's start there, and then I have about 50 questions for you. But just give us a little background on the C-Hop and the Charlottesville House of Prayer.
Well, thanks, Jeff. It's great to be back. I'm the director of the Charlottesville House of Prayer, and the Charlottesville House of Prayer is a presence-based community. Our focus is we're committed to day and night prayer, but not necessarily just doing prayer all the time. Our focus is seeking the presence of God and responding to what we hear and acting in righteousness to what we hear the Lord saying. What we hear, Lord. The Bible says, call unto me and I will answer you. And so at the House of Prayer, we take that seriously. We speak to the Lord, telling him what we're thinking, and then we just spend time listening, worshiping. And so basically the goal is to respond appropriately to what we're hearing.
And where do you guys meet?
At the 10th Street, 115 10th Street Northwest in the Wellhouse Cafe.
It's awesome. And so we've had people on this show, and we've tried to answer for some of our listeners, and you're the perfect guy for this. The question has been one of the universal questions that we get on this program is, do you hear from God? How do you hear from God? I don't hear from God. How do you hear from God? And so it sounds like that's entirely what your ministry is about, is hearing from God. So can you kind of lay that out for us a little
bit? Sure. This is the number one thing that we hear too. So it's our number one thing as well. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Mm. So the question is, what happens if you don't hear his voice? So a lot of people think that if they don't hear the voice of God, then somehow or another there's a prejudice or there's a problem. God doesn't approve of them, or they feel as though there's a difficulty. But what's interesting about hearing God's voice is that we do, when we're young, we hear God's voice very clearly. But as we grow up, we're brought up under this rational university system that tells us that our imagination is something that we ignore, or our thoughts that come to us randomly that are positive and encouraging, those are our thoughts. Hmm. And so we end up learning by our culture to filter out the voice of God, because God tells us to do things that are just pretty amazing, like love your neighbor that's treating you poorly. Mm. And you go, well, that's not rational. Or, responding to somebody that's being hateful with in a positive way. There's all these things that happen these are not rational, and we're taught to be rational beings. So basically at the House of Prayer, we have a number of courses that enable people to kind of relearn how to hear the voice of God.
Let me touch in there for a second. So some of my friends who don't feel they've been able to hear from God, their summation of that is that proves that the Bible was for then. That it's a wonderful story that David, while he was out tending sheep, heard from God. And it was great that Moses had his burning bush moment. And that guy, Paul, got knocked off the horse. That was thousands of years ago. And it's great to read those fables, but it has no application for me today because I don't hear from God. I don't think you can hear from God. And that's kind of the trap that I have had some of my friends really kind of struggle with. And
right.
my response, I want to hear what yours, my response is, you haven't struggled enough with that.
That's a good answer.
let me give you one more punchline to that, is I was taught no wrestle, no revelation.
Right. Well, it's true. It's okay. If you've never seen a zebra, you can't tell me, I tell you there's a zebra. and you go, well, there's no zebra because I've never seen one. Well, there is a zebra. You just haven't seen it yet. So this is it's kind of reverse reality to say, because I don't hear God, hearing God doesn't happen. Mm. The other way to look at it is that seeking God properly involves listening in a different way. Mm. We really want God to make sense, and we set a bar in our minds for what God should be saying to us. And if he doesn't say what we're liking, we usually just kind of disregard it. Oh. So if you notice the discussion between people and God in the Bible, and everybody in the Bible had a discussion with God, all of them were on talking terms with God. There's nobody in the Bible that didn't hear from God. So it's normal biblically to talk to God. So they're talking with God, and God's telling them things. And most of the things that God tells them are not what they would naturally come up with. Mm. So it's interesting because you really have to engage with God with an open heart. You have to have given your heart and your life into the possession of God. Doesn't mean that you don't do what you ever want, but that your heart is in disposition open to what God's doing. And then once you do that, then there's an openness and you begin to hear him readily. But there are some things that are just kind of hard to do, and the Bible teaches them, and we teach that at the House of Prayer.
Well, I love what you teach at the House of Prayer, and I have so many questions for you, but I'm going to move into this, and then we're going to take a break in a second. A little over or less than a year ago, August 12th, I turned on, I wasn't one of those people that went down to Charlottesville courthouse, I turned on Fox News and watched, and literally as I turned on the station, there's John Quisenberry with his guitar amongst the chaos. And they showed you, it was like a five count. They showed you, and my brother, you were singing your heart out. And so we have, everybody knows about the protests and counter protests and all the hatred that came to town that day. But if you could just touch in on that a few minutes before we head to the break and kind of tell us, now looking back, what did you learn? What was it? What's going on with that?
Well, we felt as though we were to go down. As many who would go from the House of Prayer, we felt as though we had a lot of violence was coming to our city. We felt that we should go down there and we should pray, and most of all, pray and worship. And so we gathered in a circle and we worshiped and we prayed, and we prayed, God, touch our city. And what we found out is that it was an entirely different spirit than what was around us. There was a protest culture around us. There's what we discovered in that event was that there's a third way. There's the way that God wants to move in our hearts and in the lives of people who are dealing with this issue is quite different than the way that we engage in it naturally, which is what I call the protest culture. We have to engage differently, and we feel like there is a real answer to the issue, and it has to do with focusing in on the author of peace and unity.
Amen. Well, I need to tell you that I was so inspired to see you down there because, like many others, I was at home in the air conditioning and, eating a little popcorn and watching you on TV. And we had, you and I had different responses. Mine was, I'm going to stay way away from that. And what I admire so much about you and your organization is once you heard that evil was coming to town, you said, we're going to go right into it. And we're going to bring, be a touch point to bring heaven down to earth.
Well, I need to admit to you, Jeff, that I would have rather been where you were. honestly, when we began to see the clouds of protest and the three-armed militias march into town and Antifa gather in the street and the violence ramp up, it was really scary. And I had expected that there would be a protest, but I didn't understand what the potential for violence was. Had we known that, we would have probably entered into a little bit more fear than what we had. But the reality is that we knew we were called. We responded to what we felt like was the call of God. And I think that what we brought was more powerful than what was there.
Well, and when I look back on this, and this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're heading to the break with John Quisenberry with us. John, what I sense was, I've kind of played it out in my mind, how tragic. I mean, it was tragic what happened, but it could have been 100 times worse. And I in my heart, I feel like your group bringing the Spirit of God down to ground zero of a just an awful day. You guys, I think you changed the atmosphere, to be honest with you. I think you tilted it. And so, I mean, as awful as it was, I think you brought in the Spirit. So my brother,
thank you.
Thank you for loving our city and for being the Charlottesville House of Prayer. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with my good friend John Quisenberry from the Charlottesville House of Prayer. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. I'm so excited that you've tuned in today. We have John Quisenberry with us from the Charlottesville House of Prayer. John, you have something really big coming up. You sent me the flyer on the Civil Righteousness Conference coming up. Tell our listeners what is going on.
Well, thanks, Jeff. I'm really excited about this conference. Civil Righteousness is actually a title from our guest speaker, Jonathan Tremaine Thomas. Jonathan Tremaine Thomas, I'm fast becoming friends with him. We've had several long conversations, and Jonathan really is carrying a tremendous message, and I believe an anointing. I don't know what to say, but there's something that God has given this young man for our city. I feel like that Charlottesville, now that we're on the map with the violence, the ongoing outbreaks of violence that have been happening around the country and the world, actually, I believe that he has a message for us that's going to override what we've been dealing with in terms of this protest culture. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, tell us a little bit about Jonathan and tell us about the sessions that you have coming up, please.
Well, a little bit about Jonathan. He has a pedigree, actually, of being involved. His family has been involved in civil righteousness issues. He's an activist, a teacher. He's a nationally known figure. He's with the Ferguson Response, Azusa, now the Call Detroit. A number of these large gatherings, and I'm excited about it because he's also the grandnephew of the late civil rights activist and music legend Nina Simone. I'm excited about what he brings to the table, because the message isn't just there's a way to act right. I think that we know that there's a mental disposition that we have, that everybody agrees, hey, we know there's a problem, but there's a visceral disposition that causes us to respond in situations, and that's hard to transform. That's hard to change. And I believe that this whole focus on transformation involves a common focus. It's hard to explain. I don't think that there's a rational explanation for it, except to say that the unity of the Spirit is something that the Holy Spirit does. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that we should maintain the unity of the Spirit. We don't create it. Mm. We maintain it in the bond of peace. And that whole focus in on being transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm kind of excited. I'm really excited about this, because what he's bringing, I believe, is going to be important for us.
I agree, and the timing couldn't be better. Could you lay out kind of when the program starts?
Sure.
A little bit?
The program is at the Connect Church at 2080 Lambs Road. That's right next to Albemarle High School. And it's going to start next Friday, June 1st at 6. That's registration. 7 o'clock in the evening is our first session, and then all day Saturday, and then it'll actually complete on Sunday morning there at Connect Church. So we just love for everybody to get onto our website and register. A lot of people are coming that aren't registering. I just want to encourage, it's important to register so we know how many people are coming, how to prepare. Then all day Saturday, we're going to have teaching. There's ministry signups. It's going to be a great conference.
I love it. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and this is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Our special guest today is John Quisenberry from the Charlottesville House of Prayer. John, I love what you guys are doing. Passionate about hearing from God. Let me go back to the very beginning of this program, and let's talk about Romans chapter 5 for a minute.
Yeah.
And for God demonstrated his love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God demonstrates his love for us in this. God shows his love for us in this. That verse is just sticky to me.
Yeah.
It stays with me. While we were still sinners, while we were still living on the wrong side, while we were still living contrary to God, God loves us so much.
Absolutely.
And wants to have a relationship with me.
Right.
And you.
Absolutely.
And every single one of our listeners. That relationship is not exclusive to us, to me, to you. It's for everyone. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
That's right. That's
and
right.
So it's by the shed blood of Jesus. And I know for some of our listeners, that's a little hard to get your arms around, you know, to all of a sudden put a bow on the Old Testament and the New Testament kind of coming together. And all that is hard to do. But listen, God loves you. And if you just turn to him in faith and say, Lord, today I make you the king of my life. I make you the king of my heart. I repent. I turn. I back the car out of that driveway right. that I was in. And now I'm going to follow your road. He will come down and establish this relationship, which is just mind-blowing that the Absolutely. God of the universe wants to have a relationship with John Quisenberry.
Yep. He's love. The whole idea is that if I get close to God, he's going to condemn me. And what we discover at the House of Prayer is that God really thinks about us in entirely different terms mm-hmm. than what we imagine mm-hmm. he does. He looks at us with tremendous compassion, mm-hmm. and he is always reaching for us. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is we think that we have to change and lay aside all this other stuff, and we have to stop having fun, and mm-hmm. you know. And the reality is, it's in his presence, mm-hmm. and this is true. In his presence,
his fullness of joy,
and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Mm-hmm. And people say, "Well, how do you have fun, John?" Well, when I wake up in the morning, there's a level of fun I'm already at, mm-hmm. and it's not because I'm doing anything mm-hmm. fun. Mm-hmm. It's because there's this sense of peace with the earth, mm-hmm. and with heaven, and with fellow men, because God creates that sense of joy, mm-hmm. that sense of pleasure. And the reality is, knowing him is what creates that. And the bond of peace, this is actually the big part of this racial reconciliation or racial transformation issue, is that bond of peace, that fullness of joy has been marred. It's been marred. And entering into it is not a work that we can do, but it's a surrender. Mm. And a release, and walking in the purposes and plans of God, but not by working harder, but by focusing in and getting close to him.
You know, this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we have John Quisenberry on the show with us. John, one of the dividends for me of being able to host this program is that I get to hear every week testimonies and faith wow. journeys from people. And it's just amazing how the testimony is so powerful. Well, one of the things one of our guests shared was the phrase that because Jesus was perfect, I'm free not to be. In other words, we still have been raised because the world says that you, John, or you listener, whoever's listening to us,
right.
you need to measure up. You need to do this. You need yeah. to take that step, and then you need to take the next step, and you need to take the next step. And when you find in your journey that you're not perfect, you turn away from God because you say, I'm not worthy. And once you realize that all that pressure's been taken off because he was perfect, I'm free not to be. Now, that doesn't mean to run out
right.
and live
gotcha.
A wild life.
No, we got
but it.
But
it takes, you know, we're then free to, I love the verse that Peter says, 1 Peter chapter 5, cast your cares to the Lord because he cares for you
right.
watchfully and affectionately. We're free to just, once we have that relationship with God through Christ, we're free to just say, Lord, take this burden. I can't carry it. And he welcomes that. And in doing that, you know where we end up? We end up in that experience, that presence.
Right, right.
That you all cultivate at the Charlottesville House of Prayer.
It's interesting because in Galatians it says, if you walk, well, they say in the Spirit, but if you walk with God, then you won't fulfill the lusts of the natural human being, which is the lust of the flesh. So the whole idea of that, it's a converse relationship. The whole idea is that we were created for God. That's a new idea to some people, but God created us for his pleasure. He created us so that we would enjoy abundant life. That's the promise. Mm-hmm. So where does that abundant life come in? Well, it doesn't come in doing what we want. Because what we find out that what we want is actually things that bind us, that cause us to be bound. The natural desires of our fleshly being, we're spiritual beings, Jeff. Mm-hmm. We're spiritual beings. Mm-hmm. And this particular culture that we're in denies mm-hmm. the reality that we're spiritual mm-hmm. beings. It says you're an animal and you have a mind. And it focuses on two things. But if you're spiritually connected mm-hmm. to the author, then everything becomes clear.
And St. Augustine, who said that the essence of sin is misplaced love. So we're searching
Good
for
word.
Love
Good word.
In the wrong, and we're chasing love in the wrong hierarchy.
Absolutely.
It's love God first, right? Remember those Ten Commandments?
Absolutely. Mm. And those Ten Commandments are designed for our well-being. You think, well, I do want to think, be angry. I do want to lust. Those things are not fun. The reality, the end of those things is death. So they're commandments not so that we can try hard to do them. Mm. It's so that we can walk in freedom.
Amen.
So hey, it's a good plan.
Amen. John Quesenberry, great to have you on the program. Again, the Charlottesville House of Prayer has an amazing program next weekend. It's called Civil Righteousness. It's at, what's the name of the church? I'm sorry.
Connect Church. 2080 Lambs Road, right next to Albemarle High School.
Amen, brother. Well, I'm going to hop on that. I can't wait. I think the timing is right. I think it's perfect. And I thank you for bringing that to our city, and thank you for just being a defender of the truth, my brother.
Well, thanks, Jeff. It's a privilege.
Oh, well, I want to say, John, to you, to the entire Charlottesville House of Prayer, to all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and bring you peace. And as St. Ignatius of Loyola once said, go forth and set the world on fire.
Amen.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you again for tuning in. We'll see you next week. And thank you again. Thank you to John Quesenberry and the Charlottesville House of Prayer.
Heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need.